understand you've just come to visit Liverpool.
Yes, we're just visiting our daughter up for a few days and taken a bit by surprise by what's happened overnight.
What have they done to your car?
We're very lucky. We just had the rear window smashed, but obviously one or two of the other cars around here completely burnt out, including my daughter's car.
So that's Philip, who's come to see his daughter all the way from Essex. There's a really acrid smell in the air. It's almost getting to the back of my throat, which is making me cough. Now, I've come here and I've spoken to residents. Here's Carl, who had his house smashed and his car smashed.
I was out in the middle of it, trying to protect my car. And some lad said something like that. And the next thing, a gangman started gathering around me, so I just got back in the flat.
What was it like in your flat?
Well, I just turned all the lights off, because... in case they start to throw bricks and all that through the window.
Well, I'm next to Liverpool Women's Hospital on Grove Street, where I can see about 10 torched cars. Recovery trucks are still here picking them up. People are sweeping the streets. And I can clearly see that the community here on Grove Street is pulling together to try and clean up these streets. And they're really hoping it doesn't happen again tonight.